C'est la deuxième heure de ce 1196e Sweet Home Chicago et en invité, la chanteuse irlandaise Cathal Kings qui évoque son dernier album Until We Meet Again chez Dixie Frog, dont la sortie le 26 mai est très attendue. Cette vocaliste extraordinaire n'est pas seulement une artiste d'exception, c'est aussi une grande dame de la musique tout court qui voue son répertoire et sa vie à la cause des femmes et des violences dont elles peuvent être victimes. Elle a connu le pire, ayant plusieurs fois échappé à la mort sous les coups de personnes qui s'étaient prises à tort pour des êtres humains. Elle n'est aujourd'hui plus une survivante, elle est une conquérante. Elle souhaite ardemment que son témoignage fasse bouger les lignes d'une société patriarcale au pouvoir démesuré et d'un autre temps. Son album bigarré, Until We Meet Again, aux atmosphères multiples entre soul, rock et blues, est empli de la participation active des quatre magnifiques musiciens européens qui l'accompagnent. Cédric Le Goff au clavier, Steph Paglia à la guitare, Julien Boisseau à la basse et Amaury Blanchard à la batterie. Cet excellent album sera le disque du mois de juin pour Sweet Home Chicago. Nous conclurons avec l'intemporel Etta James, à qui Cathal Kings a emprunté son nom, James Etta Hawkins. Voici la première partie de cette interview de Cathal Kings, la deuxième sera diffusée un petit peu plus tard.
To make a stand, I have a dream. I'm very glad to hear you, Miss Kazo King. Dear Kaz, it's a great pleasure to speak to you again. We saw you in 2019 in Cognac, then in 2022 near Saintes, and you gave us two kind interviews by this time. You told us about the life you had, your childhood, the fact that several times you escaped from death at a younger age, the fact that also a great female blues and soul singer from USA called Etta James is very important for you, even if you never saw her perform. First question, Miss Kaz, as a female blues and soul singer in Europe, you evolved in an environment where male singers are in a huge number. Do you think that in 2023 today, women have to prove more than men in their way of singing, in the way of driving a band on stage or so?
I don't like to make comparisons anymore, because I feel as a woman who did have to fight for her place in Irlande Nord, I feel now I've already done that. And I think back home, it's still like that. Women would still have to fight. But I think in Europe, there's a lot more equality than what I was ever used to back home.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's because it's such a big place. Europe is so it's huge. And so there's more opportunities, there's more venues, more festivals. Whereas in a small country like Irlande Nord, or the whole of Ireland, there's not as many opportunities for women. So the male-to-female ratio is a lot smaller. So for me now, no, I love to see, and I do see a lot more women on stage. So for me, that's encouraging that Europe is making changes, has made changes. There's always difference somewhere, but I don't feel I have to fight for my place anymore.
You mean now you live in France, it's more in the heart of Europe than Ulster?
Yes.
Or Ireland.
of course.
You live in France since some pretty long time now, or some months. You told me 2 years and a half. It will be three years next October. Can you remind us, please, Miss Kazo King, why did you choose to come in France?
Well, I always say that I fell in love with France. They discovered me through friends and music when I won the European Blues Challenge in 2017.
17.
Nobody had heard of Kaz Hawkins in Europe at that point. What happened was all my shows then began to be in France more than the UK or Ireland. And when that happened and I started to regularly gig here, I realized, oh my Lord, I love France. I love the appreciation and the culture that is embedded into French audiences. So I spoke with my husband. He was just about to retire as a policeman. And I said to him, look, I'm not getting any younger. This could be my last chance to create a longer career in music. And I want to do more things, experiment and explore with more creativity. He said, right, okay, let's test it. And we went on the road for 6 months in the camper van. And then that was it. I fell in love with the audiences, the people.
Yeah.
And we went back home, packed up our stuff within months, and came back over in October 2019. Actually, we moved here. But then COVID happened, so...
All right. David, if you listen to that, hello to David too, of course.
I will.
So, do you miss Belfast?
I miss my friends and my social calendar that I would have had, per se. I don't miss, it'll always be home for me, but I don't miss the memories there. And that's another reason I moved. I left because every street corner was a bad memory. Yes, of course, there were nice memories, but the bad memories outweighed the good. And it just, when I moved to France, I discovered this new freedom, this peace, to that I didn't have those reminders, and that I had the choice to speak about my past only when I decided to.
Yeah, that's a very important point. We're going to speak about that later on if you want to, Kaz.
I've been walking 5 years, walking 5 years to get to the river that sings. I've I've got burns on my feet from walking in this heat to get to the river that sings. Oh, oh, the river that sings. Oh, Lord, help me make it to the river that sings. I've been walking 5 years, all alone in my bare feet, to get to the river that sings. I've been walking so long, down this road that keeps me strong, to get to the river that sings.
Today you wanted to live in the Limousin. Did you find a new house yet?
No. We've put it on hold because I'm in the middle of touring.
Okay.
So we were going to move to Cahors and around Montauban, but now we've realized as my career grows here in France,
okay,
I actually need to be closer to the band. So we're thinking of moving to Brittany.
So it's not a problem to live near Limoges now?
No, not right now, no. Because the summer is here. It's not as... The spring has came. It's not as cold.
Yeah, no, of course.
Very cold in the winter.
Kaz, in my question, do you miss Belfast? I was about to tell you about the fact that you did. You used to do radio on BBC Ulster. Do you have same projects here in France?
No, because mon français c'est mauvais.
Because I've got a proposition to do to you. If you don't agree, it's not a problem. But you're in Radio 666, you know, it's Normandy. We've got another radio here, which is a radio for English people who live in Normandy.
Ah,
and it's only in English. So if you want to do some radio, even from your house, and send us something you recorded, it's okay for us.
Yes, let's do it.
That's just a proposition. You can do anything you want with
I
that.
I love it.
So, can we speak about your musician now? You play with Amaury Blanchard. I've got some nicknames with your musicians. If you want to hear them,
yeah.
Amaury Big Drumming Blanchard, Julien Chewbacca Boisseau, of course.
Yes.
Cédric Huge Slicks Le Goff. And Steph Fast Fingers Paglia. Just wanted to know if you can remind us, how did you choose them, those four men, to accompany you?
Well, when I first moved to France, I still had a UK band, and then COVID had happened, so we put the word out for musicians, and on the road again, they ended up well, I already had Steph Paglia, because Steph and I competed in the European Blues Challenge, and when I won, his band, the Blues Bones, came second.
And he's in the Blues Bones too, in 2023 too.
Of course. Mm-hmm. But we stayed friends, and he was in my UK band. So when I can move to Europe, then I said, right, Steph, we got to find band members. So then on the road again, had found me Julien Amory first, who were doing my Edis show. Mm-hmm. And then Cedric came afterwards, I think, if I can remember. Yes, I think, because we had Julien. Yes, because we kind of mixed the UK band in with the French rhythm section. And then Cedric joined us not long after. But I think we're all together as an outfit now, 2 years. 2 years we're together.
Yeah, first time I saw you with all these guys was near Santa last year. So it was it is still now a young band, no?
Yeah. And you know, last year we were still finding our way.
Yeah.
And we were in the middle of writing and finishing this new album. So we were kind of still trying to work a lot of songs out. Mm-hmm. But within the last, what we've done, I took the guys to the UK for a tour in August and September, and we spent 3 weeks on the road over there touring this new album, which solidified it and bedded in, and plus it bonded us more as a family. So this, now that we tour, it's a lot tighter. It's we've become one with each other, and so very much still a young band, but the wealth of knowledge from all the musicians. You know, when you have the likes, for example, Amory. You know, Amory is a legend.
Yeah.
So you know, when he's driving us, it's a wonderful feeling. You feel that experience.
And with Amaury, Julien, Cédric and Steph, would you say they follow you, or does it mean that you can rest yourself on them too?
It's a partnership because, you know, I had been doing my duo show for a few years, so I was out of practice in being a band leader. Mm-hmm. So Cedric, I very much depended on Cedric to lead the band. But as these new songs, we created this album together, what is happening is sometimes Cedric will lead and sometimes I will lead. So between the both of us, then the band will follow us. But I think what we've created, everyone knows their place. Everyone knows their parts now.
Yeah.
And what happens is it's just this organic journey that because we all know what we're doing now, it's a beautiful thing. And all we need to create is the momentum and the communication with the audience. So I think it's a lot more security.
Yeah,
but very much a partnership between us all. But Cedric and I will lead the band.
Would you say that Cedric is a leader of this band, or there is no leader? It's okay, but the most creative man for your new songs, maybe?
Well, what happened with this album? I took all of of course, we have 8 brand new tracks.
Yeah.
And 2 reworks of piano songs that I had. And I had took all what I had written to the band. Some of the songs, Cedric and I added on more, and he would come up with ideas like, you know, like on Get Up and Go. I think he created that hook that you hear in that drives the song. So that then meant that Cedric and I were the songwriters, but all the lyrics are mine. And then we sat as a band and worked out the arrangement together. So not only on the likes of Pray or The River That Sings, which was completely my arrangement and writing, were 100% me, but everything has just been really a band contribution. So I don't think anybody really led the way, but I do give credit to Cedric and his imagination.
Hey you, lonely boy, what you doing there? Waiting on the corner for the next one who dares to love you with your broken heart and all your silly ways. Will you ever find the one to take you away from here, away from here, away? Who's gonna take you away from here, away from here? He's gonna take you away from here, away from here, away. He's gonna take you away from here, away from here, away. Now you're on your wedding day, love is in the air. How the stars aligned for you above us everywhere. Remember on that day we met, you promised to be heard. Together we would find a way to take us away from here, away from here, away. Who's gonna take us away from here, away from here, away?
For you, Kaz, the energy is something very important for you. Would you say that your actual band give you some, and what kind of energy?
Well, they give me power.
Power?
They give me power, and they give me a solid foundation to project and tell the story, and security.
Mm.
And what that what happens when you have that is a very strong platform for me to jump on and off of. And it means that we can go from the ballads to heavier blues rock numbers, and we create something different each time.
All right. Maybe I've got a few questions about... No, not a few. I've got several questions about almost each of your new songs. But the last question before speaking about your last album will be, you say that your music always been a cathartic process.
Yes.
So you spread hope, too. Really? The question is only, why, Kaz?
Because people need hope. Okay. It's as simple as that. Mm-hmm. Everybody needs hope. And it may not be every day, but they need hope. And I believe that I survived all I did to be that conduit to let people for 90 minutes of a show that they can relax, they can just open themselves up to hope and just enjoy being in the music. Because sometimes in life, a lot of the time in life, we are so overcome with the demands and of life that we forget to just stop for a minute and just enjoy the moment. So in that moment, it's my job, I believe, to give people hope and a reminder that music can save lives, and turn to music when you need hope.
Let me allow you, Kaz, to say another thing to you, because a concert of Kaz O'Kings is not only the purpose to forget his own life and listen to a singer. It can be a changing of life for some of them.
We
at the end of the concert, you're not the same.
Yes,
that's what I mean.
Agree. we you know, I spent 25 years working in cover bands, singing other people's songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you know, for me, I'm proof that change is possible. And I think that's just the message of the show, or just really, you know, just letting go, just actually being able to let go.
You call me stupid, call me small. You thought somehow this made me strong. Your punches always landed hard, right upon my broken heart. Living with you was a danger zone, but I know I'm not the only one. So I'm standing tall. When you're so hard, it makes me strong. These lies you put inside were wrong. I dare not cry, you turned to stone. But then again, I'm all alone. The only way is yours to. Teach me every day the way you would a dog come straight. You choked my neck a thousand times. I barely made it out alive. Three words from you I need no more. Or actions that will hurt so sore. Keep me trapped here all my life until I walked away. watching from afar. I wonder, do you see my scars? They're hidden underneath love's arm. Now that I am standing tall, you never know the damage each time until you're left all alone.
You told us about a very important word a few minutes ago, Kaz, security. Do you mean it would be the same sense than the song of Otis Redding? I want security. Without it, I had a great loss, and I want it at any cost. Is it the same, that for...
No. You know, that Etta James singing that song is from a completely different era and actually isn't relevant, because she's speaking about a man. She's speaking about security with a man, and in today's society, women don't feel, or we shouldn't feel, that we need that security from a man.
Mm.
Security in a band is a completely different sense. And on stage, I need security because it's my safe space to be able to tell the story. Security in a band format means that I know that if I go somewhere different, my band will follow me. If I choose to do something off the wall or create something different on the spot, I know that my musicians have my back.
Mm.
So it's a very different thing to what those old songs would sing about.
Yeah, it's about trust. So trust somebody.
Exactly.
So, Kaz, come on, let's speak about your new album, Until We Meet Again, for Dixie Frog. The second album for Dixie Frog contains new material, but also some songs you did before. You recorded in Saint-Aubin des Coudrets, near Le Mans. It's not nearby your house, but why the choose of studio? That's Dixie Frog told you to go there, or did you know that before?
Fred, yes.
Saint-Aubin des Coudrets, yeah. La boîte à meux, I should say. So why this choice?
Well, I think we kind of researched a few places, and Fred was available on the date that we had there was a lot of changes last year, and Fred actually had a cancellation, so we took it straight away, and the fact that you could stay there and record, and then you could sleep and you could eat and be on site was the positive choice for me.
Mm-hmm. So it was more practical for everything, you mean?
Yes, because don't forget, I don't know anybody here in France. I have no reference. So I have to trust everybody else's suggestions.
But maybe since 3 years, all your trust was exhausted, no?
No. Well, 2 years of that was in lockdown.
The sound of the album is more rock oriented, to my mind. Maybe is it due to the guitarist Steph Paglia? No,
I don't think it's all rock, because for me,
no, it's not all rock. Yeah, but
yeah,
rock
yeah,
oriented.
Yeah.
Some tunes.
Yes, of course. Mm. Well, the album has three parts.
Yeah.
For me, and what I wanted from the album was to give people what would you call it, a tapestry of all sides of Kaz.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, people know me for doing the ballads, the heartfelt songs and the cathartic songs, but I also wanted people to know that I'm a little bit eccentric.
Yeah.
Being a storyteller. Mm-hmm. But also that coming from so much pain that I wrote about, I've reached a point now in my life where I don't want to take it all so seriously. And I can do that with the ballads, but the more upbeat side of Kaz is just this encouragement to let go. So because I never know where to put myself in genre, this is why I created this tapestry. So I need the audience to live, but in the album I kind of struggle. So for me, the album is in three parts. The first is the ballad, and then you have that Celtic group side that I now more embrace in music, which has that Celtic rhythm. It's not Irish music, traditional, but it has a Celtic rhythm.
Yeah, yeah.
Then, of course, the third side would be the blues mama side, which is big powerhouse sound with Steph's guitar solos and big vocals. So, you know, in, on one record, it's hard to share all that, but I think this album really does that.
Let me feel your heart in my head. I can hold it when we're riding high. Let it all go. Get the rhythm in your soul. Get the playlist on. Make a run for the road. Hail a taxi down to where the party's going on. Can you hear the music everywhere? When you think you're wrong,
it's one album with 11 songs, almost 10, but you've got a bonus with the last one, One More Fight, which had another title before. And maybe can we speak about some of the new tunes, not okay. all of them, but the first yeah. one is Pray To. You can pray God, it's okay, but you can pray also big names on blues music, for instance, Etta James. The question is, Caso Kings, when you pray, what do you think to? What do you think about?
Well, you know, on Pray To, that's a homage to the blues greats that I sing to, that who laid the foundation for blues artists of today. And it's not about religion, but praying to the blues greats who mm-hmm. have inspired my blues side and who drank with the devil, who, you know, walked, who sold their souls to the devil. You know, it's not per se about religion. And it's what we open the show with. You know, the band comes on first and then I do the big a cappella intro.
Meaning that you need to pay tribute to those names?
Yeah, I do, because I sing in the song, pray to Muddy Waters, pray to, you know, John Lee Hooker, Big Mama Thornton, Eddie James. And it's about not forgetting. It's my thanks to the people who paved the way in blues.
You can pray to the Lord Jesus when you get down on your knees. You can hang fire with the devil, 'cause he got you when you're weak. You can roll on down that river, yeah, and keep the tide down low. But this place where you've been headed, girl, is a sights. You can play poker with your demons and hide it from your eyes, but you know this place you're going, you ain't getting no nice surprise. Come on, pray with me till there's nothing left inside. Come on. With his hypnotizing eyes, he gonna take you for a walk of wilds down the highway of your life. If you don't call the blues man, you're lost with no return. The blues greats won't see your soul, but your prayers will all be heard. Let's pray with me till there's nothing left inside.
I said pray.
Merci à Kazo Kings, une interview ponctuée d'extraits de son album Until We Meet Again. Au cours de cette interview, on a pu écouter Hold On For Home, The River That Sings, Get The Jack From The Bottle, Lonely Boy, Standing Tall, Get Up and Go, Pray To, l'album de Kazo Kings Until We Meet Again chez Dixie Frog sera disque du mois pour juin pour Sweet Home Chicago. Et je vous engage bien sûr à acquérir cet album si ça n'est pas encore fait. Ça y est, il est sorti hier, c'est tout frais. On continue et on termine fort logiquement cette deuxième heure du 1196e Sweet Home Chicago avec une artiste qu'adule, qu'adore Kazo Kings. Je veux parler de Etta James. Vous allez la reconnaître sans peine. Etta James, qui devait avoir 23 ans, peut-être, en 1961, lorsqu'elle a enregistré ce titre Atlas, que j'ai extrait d'une belle compilation qui s'appelle I Just Wanna Make Love to You, figurez-vous, avec 23 titres précisément de Miss Etta James. On termine avec Etta James, un morceau qu'aime beaucoup également Kazo Kings, Come to Mama, extrait de The Montre Years chez BMG, un truc qui était sorti en 2021 et qui reprend tous les passages de Etta James à Montreux, y compris ceux où Claude Knopp se joue de l'harmonica, et oui, tout arrive. Voici Come to Mama, Etta James, en live.
And the moon
tonight. When your life gets hard to understand and your love life is out of hand, hey, just come to mama. Come on to mama. When you need a let me be your, let me be your, let me be your pacifier. And when you feel like a horse chomping on the bit, dial my number 777-6969. I'll give you a fix.
Come on to mama, yeah.
en live à Montreux, Come to Mama par Etta James sur l'album de Montreux Years. C'est ainsi que se termine le 1196e Sweet Home Chicago. On vous retrouve la semaine prochaine avec plaisir et avec Alicia Fiorucci qui animera la rubrique My Rockers numéro 29 où il sera question de Aerosmith. Et en deuxième heure, ce sera de la soul et de la soul avec le Porretta Soul Festival et l'invité Graziano Uliani, créateur du festival. Salut, bye bye.
Back to that same old place, sweet home, Chicago.